I had nothing for that. Nothing prepared. The time is 6:11 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP 91.7 FM. Hornsby, Austin, or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hodder.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in to be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. 472-K-O-O-P. Opinions expressed in the show are ours, nobody else's.
That's not true. I get most of my opinions from the Huffington Post.
You know, I get most of my opinions from, I read between the lines on the Drudge Report. You know what I mean? The way he positions certain articles.
Yeah, no,
of course. Yeah, I don't know why I say that either.
You know what? That's unfair of me to say. 60% Huffington Post, 40% Mad Magazine.
I have to say, do you want me to be honest?
Please. 80%
Daily Kos.
Yeah.
That blog. What was that? 40%? I don't know.
Yeah.
The other half?
Yeah.
The other part? Just outright hate speech.
You know what? I noticed a lot more of that out of you.
And yeah, you're going to notice a lot more until this country makes some changes.
What did we listen to, Mac?
We just heard Eagles of Death Metal with Used to Couldn't Dance, Tight Pants, off their album Heart On.
Heart.
Heart.
On. Very, very important.
Heart. On. Heart.
Heart on.
Heart
it's like,
on.
Yeah. Boop. Like when you power up a robot.
Because, see, they're a rock band, but they also want you to know that they're thinking about sex a lot.
What?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Where's Jars of Clay? Let's play that next week.
Mm-hmm.
But not this week. I am not in the mood for that. And then starting us off, we heard The Mannequins from their hot album from 2008, Crocodiles. That was I Want My Baby Dead, which, yeah, not going to lie, I want my baby dead right now.
Yeah, put it in the books.
How are you, Mac?
I'm doing horrible. Thank you to What's a Girl to Do, Lisa Schneider.
Yes.
Another excellent show.
Lisa, fantastic show. Perfect. Perfect.
Crucial part of Co-op's Saturday lineup.
Well,
over the Sweater there Saturday. There it is. Yep.
See, I think that plays well for some of the shows on the Saturday lineup.
What are you talking about? You don't think the...
I don't think What's a Girl to Do... I don't think they're part of the Over the Sweater Saturday lineup.
What about Ear Candy?
Maybe. Man, it is...
Big Brass Band or whatever that show's called.
It is hotter than the Devil's Drawers in here. Are you kidding me?
The Lounge Program?
Yeah.
Definitely is.
Yeah.
In fact, Lounge Program might be under the Sweater Saturday. We have to tell Robard to... What? I had to give... Robard got a note the other day. Official reprimand from the co-op board of directors, and it was tone down the sleaze, quote unquote. That's all it said.
Well, he keeps bringing highballs into every meeting, and I'm not going anywhere with that.
Yep. More lies about Roblard. Speaking of Jay Roblard, it's time for a co-op softball update.
Yay! Get those typing fingers ready.
That's right.
Mascotwedding@gmail.com.
Enough sports talk. The Kilowatts played our first softball game this past week against C3, which is a music promotions company. They put on like Lollapalooza and ACL.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost 15-10. Boo. But we were down 8-1, and we came back. 7 runs in one inning.
That's right, yeah.
Sparked by co-op volunteer and friend of Mascot Wedding, Dave Humans, beating it off.
I was there, and from what I remember of it, for reasons I will not specify on this show, it was a thrilling inning of daring, do, and adventure.
Look, David is too modest to mention it, but he took a softball in the head for somebody else.
Yeah.
There was a stray foul, and David, Secret Service style, goes down.
Yeah.
Beamed him right in the head. He lost 30 minutes.
Yeah. And hey, David, why didn't you just catch it? Or why didn't you just move that other person out of the way?
Just catch it, David?
It's just my blood. Ever since I did that off-Broadway production of Bonk's Adventure.
Plus, your hands are full.
Well, I love my nacho hat. Why wasn't I wearing it on my head?
That's the weirdest thing.
Can't eat it on your head.
That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
That's like...
You got to put it in your lap.
You go in the bleachers and there's like this circle of nacho cheese. Like, I know exactly where the guy in the nacho hat was sitting. He was sitting right here in the middle of the circle, dripping nacho cheese everywhere.
Cheese circle. Where's Hada? Why isn't he in this cheese circle?
Oh, man. I don't know if you can see this. If you look out the window here at Co-op Studios, Co-op's window to America.
Right. Oh, I like that.
Okay. What is that person wearing?
That is a... What is that? I can't see. Right.
Those are gold lamé pants.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
What?
Awesome.
Wow. I got nothing for that one.
Yeah.
Jeez, Donna Summer, Queen of Disco, getting gas. That's awesome.
616, getting some gas. Here at 42 Co-op Center in the heart of Co-op Plaza. Here in the section of Austin, I have to call.
Co-op District?
They just call it Co-op.
Yeah, let's just do that.
It's kind of weird. It's like New York kind of thing. Oh, boy.
Ask me how I am, Mac.
How are you, Dave?
I'm no good right now.
How come you're no good?
I have been up since 8 a.m. Friday.
So have you got any sleep?
I have gotten a cumulative total of 1 hour in the past 36 or something like that.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Because not going into details of our adventure last night.
Of course.
Because here's the thing. The night is young. Mm-hmm. Dave and I are rock DJs. We'd like to go home, but we can't.
Yeah, of course.
How long did I nod off? When I fell asleep on that couch?
About 45 minutes.
Okay. I have 4 hours and 45 minutes of sleep in me.
Yeah.
Which, compared to you, I'm like Rip Van Winkle over here compared to David. I'm like Ridley. I woke up and aliens.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how long? What?
And you know what? It's not terrible. Like, I actually feel okay if...
Wow, 45 minutes?
Dude, when bones vibrate, you're still fine, right? Because I'm not handling a coffee mug anytime soon. Are you talking about 45 minutes in relation to you? Or are you talking about the...
I'm just talking about... you know what? It explains it because I got home really late. Anyway, yeah. People don't care about this.
Yeah, anyway.
That's still a surprising amount of time.
As a result, I'm very on edge. I'm a very soft touch right now. Like, anything is going to set me off. I'll give you a look into one of the reasons why I haven't slept. A minor family emergency came up with my friend and yours, listener Jacob.
Listener Jacob, friend of the show.
And we had to run down to Hempstead, Texas to settle some family business.
That's not really run down. Run east?
Run over.
Run over.
We had to run over to Hempstead.
I like it.
Take care of some business. The hypothesis was if we leave at 7:30 in the morning, we will get back by noon. We got back at about 2:30. And like, you know, you're trying everything to sort of stay awake. You're trying everything to, you know, talk really loud, talk about nothing in particular, you know, just drink sodas. But then, you know, the caffeine and the sugar don't take and you start, it makes it even worse.
Can you not sleep in a car?
Or
were you staying awake for the sake of the driver?
Yes. I always do that. That's a habit of mine. And I feel it's a good habit.
But in a vacuum, could you fall asleep in a car?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
My goodness. I've fallen asleep. I won't tell you where I've fallen asleep before.
He curled up in the docking bay of a water cooler. You know where you insert the giant water bucket?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was me.
Just sitting on it.
I was perched on it like a park fountain.
That's right. Like a gargoyle.
Yeah, but it got to the point, you know, on the ride home, it's 2 hours, you know, 2 hours there, 2 hours back. I'm miserable. I could not be bothered by anything. I'm just like kind of slunched in my, you know, chair, just staying awake only for the sake of the driver. But then something happened, which is going to turn into a little mini topic. We're going to throw it out there. If you want to call in 472-5667. If you don't, that's fine. We got more stuff to talk about. So again, very soft touch, very on edge, in a bit of a sour mood.
Yeah.
So we're in Jake's, he drives a red Ford Ranger. And, you know, it's the mountain goat. It gets you where you need to go. But it's a turd. It's a turd of a truck. We're driving along the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
We pull up next to another red Ford Ranger. We're at a stoplight. Kind of look over, you know, just not, you know, acknowledging that there's another red Ford Ranger next to us.
Yeah.
They look over, acknowledge us.
Uh-huh.
And Jake and I go back to our conversation.
Yeah.
You know, not acknowledging it again.
Uh-huh.
Then out of nowhere, apropos of nothing, we hear...
Oh, Ranger off.
We look over and the guy gives us the it's on nod.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of, you know, the nod. It's on.
It's yeah, the nod that says, oh yes, this is happening.
And for a second, Jake and I look at each other again.
Yeah.
But then we look back over at the guys and they're busting up laughing. Because it's silly.
Yes.
It's silly that two red Ford Rangers, 95, I should say, so you know, over almost 15 years of excellence in the automotive industry, would try to race each other on a freeway in the middle of a Saturday. I laughed loud and long and clear. I needed that so bad. That's the topic of today's show. Man, I needed that. Like, has there ever been a situation where you're just in a foul mood, you're stressed out, you're annoyed, you're busy, whatever, and then something just takes you out of that for a precious second, for a little moment in time where you're like, thank God, I would have gone crazy had that not happened. Thank you so much. Man, I needed that.
I would love to contribute to this topic.
Yes.
But either the time when it's, man, I needed that, when I actually got something that I can recall off the top of my head at the moment, it was, it's either too personal, too mm-hmm. many details.
Of course.
Or it's the exact opposite.
You, it was the last thing you wanted?
Yeah. Like, I'll give you an example. Is it counterproductive to give a counter example?
No, go for it.
Because
this is our show, Mac.
Okay, can we expand the topic to, man, I needed that, or man, I did not need this.
Yes, that's okay. Perfect. You've doubled the possibilities with that one.
Okay, so I have a... Yeah, there you go. You call in, you either got a, oh, I needed that, or a, oh, I did not need this. 472-5667, 472-KOOP, toll-free, 1-888-917-5667. Call in, we'll put you on the air, it'll be fun. I was playing, I have a joke about this, so I don't want to ruin it. I was playing a sport. Mm-hmm. On a field. And these two guys were, I'm not going to tell you what sport though.
Oh.
Two guys were like going at it. And they were like, they're friends and they like live together. And they just have this unique relationship where they'll start getting into it.
Right.
Because they know each other's buttons and they will press it.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is just, you know, this is burning up. Like, someone needs to cool this down.
Uh huh.
What is the best way to cool it down? Two guys arguing. Look, they love each other. They're just being stupid. Someone needs to break this down. What's the best way to do it?
Do you want the actual answer or do you want the least likely or the least effective answer?
What do you think is the least effective?
Stepping in, putting your jackass grin on your face and saying, uh-oh, mommy and daddy are fighting.
I've done that a couple times, but no, even worse. Even worse.
Okay,
even
worse. I don't know. Give it to me.
I tripped one of them.
What the hell is the matter with you?
Let's say they were running a route.
Okay.
And this is not a tackle situation.
Okay. I think we're narrowing down the possibilities of the sport.
I don't want to get involved in it because I can't talk about it without ruining a joke. Sure, I have something else. But I will just say it was Ultimate Frisbee. And that's all.
Yep.
I know it is stupid.
We saw into your soul on that one. Yes. I appreciate you letting us in.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to reveal it on air. I really did. Anyway, these two guys were going at it. And they're like, God, you're such a jerk. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? He ran right by me. I was like, this will cool things off. Stuck in my foot, tripped one of them. They hardcore bit it. And I thought he was going to look up and be like, man, I needed that. You know what? Way to bring. No. Last thing that situation needed was for me to trip one of them. I knew instantly. I do that so often, you know, in my
life.
What
ran through your head?
Nothing. I don't think. These things happen, and they happen, and as soon as they're done, I go, why did I do that? That was absolutely not what the situation needed. This did not need that. It totally did not need that.
Remind me never to turn to you when I need consoling. Like, hey, it's over.
It's like that episode of Cheers now where I need some like little shock in my brain, just like Cliff Clavin.
Yeah. What?
Every time he said something stupid or boring. I don't want to reference Cheers.
I don't remember that Cheers. I want to hear this. Tell the second half of the show. You recount that entire episode.
How about I reenact the Cheers? Hey, Normie. That's my Cliff. Not very good.
That's an okay Cliff.
Probably. I'm working on a new character.
Sounds more like the pig from Toy Story, though.
Who's the pig?
Oh, wait, no.
I want to smash you.
Anyway, working on a new character?
No,
set it up. No, go ahead.
He's a pig, but he's from Toy Story. Let's play some music.
Okay, you want me or you?
I'll do it. If you want to do it, it's David. Yep. It would be a track 3 on that thing.
Oh, you already set up here?
No, I'm not. That's what I'm telling you. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs put an album last week, and as I promised, I did not download it online.
Yay!
I waited until the album came out, and I gotta say, I likes it. And this is track 3 off of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs new album, It's Blitz, called Soft Shock. More Mascot Wedding after this.
Back with More Mascot Wedding Show.
My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hatta.
Some guy just called in and I messed up and answered two phone lines at once and couldn't hear him. If you were asking what song was playing, it was Soft Shock by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs off of their album It's Blitz.
And if you're asking what I think you're asking, my eyes are brown. Yes.
You were my brown-eyed.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Cougar.
Go away with that.
That's the best I could do.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh.
We're firing. We're firing on all cylinders right now.
472-5667-472-KOOP. Toll free. 1-888-917-5667. You want to call in to be a part of today's show.
Yes. The topic on the table so far is, man, I needed that.
Oh, I did not need that.
Yes. As it's like an episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle. We have two titles.
That's right.
In the meantime, Mac, I wanted to talk to you about something that happened this past week.
Uh-huh.
As you know, we are in April now.
Yes.
In like a line out like a lamb. Or is that March? That's March. Never mind. April just kind of rests there.
Yeah.
But April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Oh.
Which...
what a fool day.
If you would allow me, I have to write a quick mascot wedding open letter.
Okay.
Dear Christmas, you're not number one anymore. There's a new holiday that I hate most of all. XOXO, David Adam Hotta.
Well, now I'm confused. What holiday is it that you hate?
I hate New Year's. Oh, wow. I hate not being loved. I hate April Fool's Day.
Why do you hate April Fool's Day?
Because it's
do you have
not...
Any, besides... I can, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just tell me why I hate April Fool's Day?
It's not necessary. It's... How did that
get to be a holiday?
Exactly. Like the only way it's necessary is if we're about to go into a cultural war and we need to divvy up sides, and on one side it's the side you want to be part of, and on the other side it's douchebags. Yeah. Everybody who plays an April Fool's prank is going on that other side.
I tried a brief one.
Yeah.
Friend of the show Dave told friend of the show Long that Joe Paterno was dead.
Actually, you know what? I would like to amend that. Okay.
And he believed it, and I was like, oh man, I went in on this. And so being a classy guy, I told friend of the show, Jimena, I go, oh my God, Christian Bale is dead. And she goes, liar. And I was like, oh, not suave at all.
Yeah. Because all it really takes is,
Bale.
Oh my. And then you kind of turn over, look at the calendar and go, oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Let me amend that statement real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If you are performing a prank one-on-one to friends you know, I enjoy a good prank. I'm not huge about the pranks. I'm not like, I don't record every episode of Punk'd. But you want to pull a good prank, I appreciate it. But what gets me is like celebrities and organizations and like the media playing April Fool's pranks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a few examples. As far as celebrities go, yeah, it started off innocuous, sort of like stupid Heidi from The Hills or whatever. She went on her Twitter and said, oh my God, you guys, I'm pregnant. And then 20 minutes later said, oh my God, you guys, I can't believe you believe that. I'm not pregnant. April Fools. Like it's some elaborate prank. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God you put in all that time and money into plotting the perfect April Fool's prank.
Wait, you're not pregnant? You've done it again, Ozymandias. Once again, the Watchmen were unable to stop your plans.
But this one got me. Yeah. This one, I read it at my desk, and I got physically angry. Dane Cook comes clean after Twilight prank. Comedian Dane Cook has been forced to apologize to fans after tricking them into believing he had landed a part in the forthcoming Twilight movie. The Good Luck Chuck star posted a message on his Twitter.com blog on Wednesday, announcing he had joined the cast of the film sequel New Moon. Why is this important?
Mm-hmm.
Because later on in the day, he goes on his Twitter and he says, hey, I'm going to be in New Moon. Yeah, guys. That's my Dane Cook.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, thank you. So media outlets run with this. Other news sources pick it up. They run with it. Dane Cook's in the new Twilight movie. Dane Cook's going to be. It came from his Twitter blog to the point where, hang on. I have to clean this up because he has a toilet mouth. So he goes onto his website where he can talk in more than 140 characters.
Yes.
And he said, let's shorten this up. I'm proud, sorry to admit, I am not going to be in the new Twilight film. To all the people that wrote in and said, WTF, Dane, Twilight is crap. I know you are thrilled. To all the people that said, Dane, I'm so happy for you and can't wait to experience the vampire LeCook. I know you feel duped. I thought the April Fools of it all would be tipped off by the fact that it was April effing Fool's Day. And Cook is, So like, it gets better. Here, let me read this part. Because he turns this into like a diatribe. He rails against the media.
Uh-huh.
Because they ran with it. They picked it up.
Didn't check their sources. Dane Cook says, Dane Cook said it.
Yeah.
You should probably have checked with Dane Cook.
He concludes his post by saying, just because someone posts YouTube videos, blogs, doesn't mean a damn stitch. It's all superfluous crap unless it comes directly from the person you are interested in listening to. It came from him! It came from his Twitter! And he's getting all mad like, the media's so stupid. They're putting all this BS out there. They're printing lies and starting controversy because they just like to see you squirm. They like to see you guys read sensationalism. Believe it if it comes from me, except for this thing that came from me. Like, I got... Does he not get it? Oh, I was angry. I was so angry.
It's like, you media guys got to check your facts. Wait, you mean check the thing you wrote that you wrote? You just don't get it, do you?
Typical media.
You want me to...
Tip mead. Yeah. I'm going to shorten that. Tip mead.
Why didn't you verify that I wrote that thing I obviously wrote?
Why didn't you come to me and ask if I meant to write that thing I wrote? Yeah, seriously. So there was that one. And then did you hear about the car and driver April Fool's prank?
The jokesters over car and driver. I did not.
Yes. Okay, let me pull this
it's
one.
It's like a second city over there.
I'm like Mort Saul. I got article after article over here. Okay, I'll just give you the gist of it. So car and driver.
Why? Do I got somewhere to be?
I don't know. I feel stupid reading stuff.
I don't.
Okay.
Look, do you feel stupid reading it because the show that comes after us is mostly car talk?
That's true. The clear spot of oil in the driveway. Yep. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Car and Driver magazine. This is from the Huffington Post, by the way, which I did
not. Look at that.
I did not mean to say that earlier.
You do get most of your opinions from the Huffington Post.
Car and Driver magazine is now apologizing for a prank gone too far after they announced earlier Wednesday morning that President Obama had ordered Chevrolet and Dodge to pull NASCAR funding by the end of the season if the failing auto companies hope to receive further federal assistance. Ha ha ha.
Good okay. One, Car and Driver.
Here's the thing. I was talking to friend of the show, Jake,
on the
very, very long car ride home.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that to him because I was in disbelief when I saw it. The day it came out, I read other news stories about it, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I mentioned this to him, and he says, so what? So it's a stupid April Fool's prank. So I had to break it down to him like this. Go on a logic walk with me, if you will.
Okay. Take my hand, come with me into this scratchy walk.
President Obama.
Yes, big fan.
Beloved yet controversial, some might say. Some might say because he's black.
Okay, continue.
NASCAR, a sport loved by mainly Southern white men.
It's a white man's game.
It's a white man's game, yes, exactly.
And when I say game, I mean car race.
Yes.
Not a sport. Sorry,
Car and Driver magazine.
A sport.
Posting an April Fool's prank, which allows for reader comments. Do you see where this is going?
No.
So I put two and two together, and I rushed over to carandriver.com, where they took down the...
Ooh, can I read some of it, Lad?
It's, well...
You didn't print them all out?
No, I didn't print it out.
Your printer doesn't have that much hate ink?
No, there was no comments. They took down the article.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. Because apparently it was such a good article. It was such a solid prank that they decided to leave it up for 4 hours of the day and then immediately take it down and replace it with, like, they didn't apologize. Mm-hmm. They basically posted, and it's probably still up there if you do a Google search for it. In place of the link, they posted a page that says, we'd like to, you know, thank everybody for... You know, for reading our annual April Fool's prank, Car and Driver magazine has been a player of pranks for the past 30 years, like sort of setting the groundwork and laying a precedent down. Like, hey guys, I know that was the dumbest thing we will ever do, but we've been doing it for years. Don't get mad at us. It's April Fool's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just they didn't think it through. There wasn't like a guy, you know, delivering mail and coffee in the offices of Car and Driver magazine who overheard it and said, I don't know if I like that idea, guys. So,
shut up, Sebastian. Get back to delivering that coffee and mail. That's what I would have said to him.
Here's your coffee mail, sir. Yeah. It's why? Why do it? Because what happens is, because like a lot of the blogs I went to, you know, a lot of stuff I read on a daily basis, they got into the April Fool stuff. And they started posting fake articles. Ha, ha, ha. But after a while... You start to question the validity of every article.
You know what's funny is articles that came out on that day, pretty much everyone had to say, oh, this is not an April Fool's Day joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Like even Warren Ellis, comic book writer, posted some new art from this comic book he's working on. And he's like, you know, I just realized it's April Fool's and this sounds like a gigantic windup. It is not. Mm-hmm. And pretty much everything, I think we might be talking about this leading the same place, but there's this family of blogs called Superficial, I Watch Stuff, and Geekology.
That's correct.
I Watch Stuff, Movie News, Superficial, Celebrity News, Geekology is
nerd
gadget
stuff.
Yeah, nerd and gadget stuff. But I basically read it because I think the writer is funny. It's mm-hmm. it's definitely a heavy dose of snark.
Yeah. I want to say, no, I've read snarkier.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not saying it's the world's snarkiest thing. Yeah. Because if it was, I probably wouldn't read it. But it makes me laugh.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, it's an easy way to, for instance, I had no idea who Heidi Montag was mm-hmm. until, you know, Superficial or right. whatever. So now when the kids reference it, I could still feel a relevance.
You can say, ugh, and
yeah,
mean it.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like, I probably hate that. Why do I hate it? And then now I know why I hate
know.
It.
There you go.
So the Superficial, like it in the classic mascot winning fashion of taking a bullet for things. It took a bullet. But yeah, every article they had that day was like, yeah. This isn't an April Fool's Day joke. Except.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
On Geekology. You know where I'm going at here?
I do.
They apparently they post a link of this product from this company called Think Geek, which I don't go to Think Geek because I have self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And but some of their products are kind of neat or whatever. And this one I thought was a lot of fun because, David, what am I sick of? Probably more than anything else.
Star Wars.
Yeah. Dear Star Wars, take 5 years off. I don't want to hear anyone say the word Star Wars for 5 years. When it comes back, we will probably throw you a parade.
Yeah. No references, no costumes, no character names. Come back in 2014. Oh, that'll be so fun.
I don't like making Star Wars references. I am so sick of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. People have ruined it.
Yeah.
But if there's one Star Wars quote I can never get enough of, it's the best line read in Star Wars. It is Empire Strikes Back when Han Solo cuts open the Tauntaun, sticks Luke Skywalker inside and goes, I thought these things smelled bad on the outside. And like, it's amazing. And so the product was a sleeping bag. There was a Tauntaun,
uh-huh.
which is basically like a giant sort of kangaroo-like beast
yeah.
that you ride in the snow.
Yeah.
And the sleeping bag basically replicates the effect of
cutting open the Tauntaun,
this animal, and sleeping inside yeah. of it, just like Harrison Ford did to Mark Hamill in the movie. And I thought, I was like, oh, that is hilarious. Too bad the people that are buying this aren't kids. They're like, you know, 50-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. Keeping it in the wrapping and putting it in the attic.
This is right. And here's the thing. This turned out to be an April Fool's Day joke, which the writer of Geekology, the blog that posted the link to the product, did not know. I also did not know. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like Car and Driver where... you know, like you're not expecting to get pranked from news sources because that's why are they, you know, like why is news source giving you a twist?
Yeah, exactly.
Like CNN's like, oh, nuclear bombs are in the air. Like, ah, just joking. Like,
take that, reader.
Yeah, like that's not your
who
role.
Who depends on us for information?
But here's the thing. Like that was supposed to be so obvious that they have a stupid Star Wars licensed product.
Yeah.
Star Wars will license themselves out to any stupid product.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like basically any moron, like there's probably a Cheez Whiz mold. Like yeah. George Lucas loves money. He'd murder a man for some money. Like he probably has like I guarantee there's replica knives. And so the fact that there was like, oh, why didn't you guys get this? It was an April Fool's Day joke. It was a funny Star Wars product. I was like, oh, yeah. Co-op, you're on the air.
Star Wars rules.
Oh, you burned me good, caller. What's your name?
Star Wars rules. Susan.
What's your name?
Susan.
Jason. Star Wars yeah. does rule, Jason, but you know what the problem is?
What?
I'm just in it. What?
There it is.
Did he swear?
I don't know.
Fingers on the button. I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. Let's all right. Clear it. Yeah. That's fine. But
you know what? You know what? David, on the show, I hang up on people too quick.
Uh-huh.
I was actually going to try and talk to that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was the jerk first.
And if I may, thank you for proving our points.
Yes.
Caller.
Yeah. That helped. Now I want to hear more about Star Wars
yeah.
because all you could do was call and be like, Star Wars rules.
In the words of your hero, Admiral Akbar, that was a trap.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my favorite line.
That is pretty good. It's no Admiral Snack Bar. It's a snack. Yeah, they're like, I can't believe you guys didn't get this in April Fool's Day jokes. Star Wars would never license their characters out. Yes, they would.
Yeah, and then you scroll like three items down and it's like Mickey and Minnie are Minnie Mouse Slave Leia doll.
Yeah.
You know, licensed by Star Wars.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, that's no. It's jokes on me then. How silly.
However, joke was on the Think Geek people because the response to this product was like, yes, please.
Yeah.
Like so many requests to order it that they go, you know what? We might actually try and make this now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best kind of April Fool's joke, when you realize how stupid you are that you didn't rush this to market immediately.
Yeah.
No, when I saw it, I lost my Escaplunk. I thought that was such a great idea, and I was like, I kind of want a sleeping bag.
Yeah,
now.
I kind of exactly.
It had a lightsaber zipper.
Let's go. Yeah, because he could. There it is. He cut him open. You know what? It would be the one star. You know, it's like that would be it. Tying it back into our earlier topic, I'd be like, I've lost all faith in Star Wars related merchandise. What? A cut open a Tauntaun sleeping bag. Man, I needed that.
Yeah, exactly.
More Star Wars merchandise. You ruined it, jerk who called in. Oh, you're not a jerk.
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe you are. Please listen to the show still. That's the thing. We have like five people listening to the show at all time.
Yeah.
So when I when I out jerks, we lose all five listeners.
Yeah, we have a steady five-man rotation of people who just line up for the firing squad every week.
It's like, hey, David and Mac, I love the show. Oh, yeah, bite it. And then like, what? I'll never listen again. I think we're the only show that actively makes enemies.
I think so.
Co-op. We're joking. We're the only phone
friendly.
We're the only show that opens the phone lines to the community. Lets you talk about whatever you want to talk about.
That's right.
Bang.
Boom.
Bang. Mission statement. Bang.
Yep.
Do you want to take a break or do you have anything
to
talk about?
Yeah, I've got one more, but let's take a break real quick.
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking myself stupider.
Let's kill the power play and then sleep. No.
Why does a CD player get to sleep, but David does not?
Seriously, bro.
All right.
I'm such a soft touch right now. Kelly Stoltz had an album out called Circular Sounds. Came out last year. It was awesome. Here's a song from it. War Mascot Wedding Show. Right after this. That's not right.
That didn't sound right.
No, I put in Spider Bags. I wanted to listen to Spider Bags instead. That's right.
Spider Bags featuring members of the DC Snipers?
Featuring a member of the DC Snipers. I played Spider Bags last week. I'll play it again this week because it's an awesome album and I wish I discovered it sooner. Here's The Bottle. That's what I meant to say. More Mascot Wedding Show right after this. Yay, back.
And thank you to our listeners who supported us during membership drive. Did you were saying something?
Oh, no. You're absolutely right. Please. That's...
No, but what did you just say?
I was going to say, back with more Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard the Spider Bags from their Celebration of Hunger album. That was The Bottle. But yeah.
Boom. No, that's what I was... Yeah.
Thank you very much to everybody who pledged.
He supported us. Is David Hatta.
And he is Mac Blake coming down the home stretch of another fine edition of the Mascot Wedding Show. 472-5667 if you want to get in right before the end of the show.
Did she get a haircut?
I think it's just styled differently. No, maybe she did.
You know, I used to pride myself on detecting when women got haircuts.
I know you did.
Yep.
If there's the first two things I ever learned about Mac Blake, he's really good at spotting when women get haircuts, and he thinks he's really good at knowing when a TV is on in a room.
You know what's funny is... I was going to say, whenever you finish what you were going to say, I was going to be like, you forgot that I can tell when a TV is on. No joke. I wanted to make sure people knew that.
Because you thought there was something else. You're like, oh, I've got number three in my pocket right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. What's the third one? Is it vulgar?
Oh, my goodness. It's the most horrible thing any is mouth has ever uttered.
Yeah. We were talking about Clear Spot, though, coming up next.
Yes. Lisa, Linda, getting you through your Saturday evening into your Saturday night. Awesome. Awesome show.
That's right. Some would say a dream team. Others, nightmare squad.
Yeah, no one would ever say that except Henry Kissinger.
Dr. Kissinger, you don't like the Clear Spot?
No one must know I dropped my glasses in the toilet. That's my go-to line. That's my reset every time.
That's your reset. You had one more thing you want to talk about.
Yeah, real quick. I got one more April Fool's, and I feel stupid for giving these pranks that I hate credence, but this one particularly stuck in my craw.
Well, it's kind of like a giant... it's a public shaming, which they deserve.
And this was the most public shaming because it involved an entire arena full of people. The Orlando Magic pulled a couple of pranks, apparently. Let's see. What did they do on April Fool's Day? The Magic pretended to trade Dwight Howard to the Oklahoma City Thunder. they pretended to re-sign former great Penny Hardaway, which that had to feel great.
For Penny Hardaway?
If you're Penny Hardaway, yeah. Hey, all right, April Fools. Huh? Why?
He's like home. He's like, awesome, playoff money. What? Oh,
oh, you think I'm a living joke. That's fine.
Yay.
Let's see. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's the prank they pulled during halftime of their game on April Fool's Day. A blindfolded fan heaved a half-court shot that he thought was worth $100,000.
Uh-huh.
And the crowd, in on the gag, went bonkers. Convinced he had just hit the shot of his life, Mr. Lucky celebrated wildly before addressing the crowd on a mic. "I actually just got laid off from work," he said, "but we're going on a trip." And then they told him it was all a joke. Eh, hang on, though.
Yeah.
Joke wasn't on the blindfolded guy who thought he hit the shot for $100,000. The joke was on the fans, because they were made to feel bad that they tricked this guy who just got laid off work, when in fact the guy was an actor. And he was tricking the fans into thinking that he got laid off work. And they felt bad. Like, why? Who?
Ha ha.
Yeah.
But hold on. They found an actor who can accurately hit?
No, 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 no. He was blindfolded. They made him think he hit the shot blindfolded.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the PA's like, you know, they're like, come on, crowd, pretend he made it. Yeah.
So, oh, I see. Oh, so the crowd is now, they feel horrible.
Exactly, yeah.
They've ruined this man's
dreams. The crowd feels like scum for tricking this guy into thinking he, you know, his problems are solved. You know, how's he going to feed his family now? No, we tricked him, but then they got tricked.
Yeah. Take that guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like the episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza's trying to get that guy who gave him the burn.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like going and he's like, yeah, let's do, let's do tire night, you know, just so he can get the guy from the tire company into, I feel like there was some guy for the magic who was like, let's do April Fool's prank night. Let's, hire an actor. He's a buddy of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why is this necessary? Why did you even do it?
You know, it just goes to show you the class differences.
Yeah.
And rampant in NBA arenas. Because the worst example of that, and that really wasn't a good segue. I just wanted to mention this before we go.
I know you do.
Is when you go to basketball games and they come out and then they'll shoot the t-shirt gun or they'll have like a blimp drop pizza coupons or they'll throw like pizza frisbees.
Mm-hmm.
Catch a frisbee, get a free pizza. It always goes to the people in the front row.
In the lower deck. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the people who like, let's say you threw it up to where you and I like to sit.
Yeah.
Club 200.
Yes.
The which is just, that's the cheap seats. But they call it Club 200 for some reason in San Antonio.
It makes it feel fun.
Yeah.
Instead of nauseating and the vertigo inducing.
By the way, to get to the exclusive Club 200, you have to get on an escalator that escalates past the box seat level where you see people like eating out of buffets.
Yeah, it's like you're passing like these dioramas of people clinking champagne glasses.
Yeah, eating freshly made migas out of sterling silver carafes or whatever. I don't know. Burners, who cares?
Burners, all right.
Yeah, but the frisbees and t-shirt gun won't go to the people that are probably like, I'm going to frame this. This will be like, this is the greatest moment of my life. Not the person's like, oh, free pizza, how droll.
We'll give this to our helper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the maid will choke down this swill.
All right, we're coming up against the top of the hour where the clear spot will take over. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows.
Maybe.
And various night jobs and side gigs, maybe. You may visit mascotwedding.com.
Nice.
Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. Be our friend on MySpace, myspace.com/mascotwedding. Anything else to add, Mac?
What are you going to go close the show with, David?
A little Gentleman Jesse from me, the Introducing Gentleman Jesse album. This is Butterfingers. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.